Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad Stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
You're listening to the Overreaction Builds podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy it. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Overreaction Builds podcast, Joe Miller.
What's up, everybody? Joe Miller, voice of the Overreaction Builds podcast. And my guess is you are missing some exclusive content from the Overreaction podcast. What does that mean? That means that I have my own RSS feed inside of whatever platform you are listening to this podcast on, the Overreaction Show. I know that a lot of you are navigating over to the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network feed, and you're basically getting it there every single week. However, when you do that and you don't subscribe to my own personal RSS feed, you're missing out on the pregame content. You're missing out on my reposts of the Humpty Hotline. Any special content or bonus pods that I'm doing, you are missing because they're not found on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network primary feed. So this is what I want you to do. Get into your whatever platform you're listening to, search Overreaction Bills. My show will come up, subscribe to it, rate it, leave a comment, and then let's rock this thing. Bills Mafia, what is up, fam? How are you feeling? It is Victory Tuesday. It is Victory Tuesday. If you are a member of Bills Mafia, if you are a fan of the Buffalo Bills, then oh, it feels so good. Welcome into the Overreaction Bills podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And as always, whether this podcast on Victory Tuesday finds you a round of cup of coffee, on your way to work, or at the gym with your AirPods in, let me just say welcome. Welcome into an amazing 9-3 edition, coming off of a primetime victory against the San Francisco 49ers on a neutral field in Arizona, where we were somehow considered underdogs. That's right. The 49ers were predicted to beat us. They were favored by Las Vegas and the bettors. Who knows what they were thinking and why they were doing what they were doing. But regardless, that isn't the way that it turned out. As they say, that is why they play the games. But I want to say just welcome into the show. It's so good to have you, especially if this is the first time you've ever listened to my show. Welcome to the Overreaction Bills podcast. You've picked a good time to tune in. And the reason that you picked a good time to tune in is because it is widely known and widely believed and widely felt that the best time to put your season together, to get all the pieces working properly, to play your best football is at the end of the season. And guess what? If you're just now jumping onto the bandwagon, and as we know, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. But if you're just jumping onto the bandwagon, welcome. You've picked the perfect time, as the Buffalo Bills are starting to put it all together and get healthy. Man, what a football game. What a football game. And you know what? You were never worried for a second, right? Come on now, Bills Mafia. Tell me. We talked about this. We talked about this in yesterday's show. We talked about, you know, that we were not going to get nervous. We were not going to get worried. We were going to understand what was going on, and we were going to realize that our team is good, that they have the ability to win, that we weren't going to get over emotional is what we talked about. And then the Buffalo Bills came out and they turned it over on downs at the 2 yard line, at the San Francisco 49ers 2 yard line. And then the Bills defense stood up incredibly. Actually, I want to start with, they turned it over on downs, and I was like, I'm not going to get nervous. I'm not going to worry. Like, I'm not going to worry because they turned it over. They just turned it over on downs. They drove the field, though, Joe. Like, Joe, they drove the field. And then sure enough, the Bills defense allows the 49ers and Mullins to drive all the way down the field. But the defense holds its ground. And it's like, that's right. That's right. I knew I wasn't going to get nervous for a reason. Then the very first play, Zach Moss does not secure the football, and somehow they have given that fumble to Josh Allen. Like, that fumble is a demerit on Josh Allen's record for what is pretty much amounted to a perfect football game. I'm sure that they will go back and put that on Zach Moss because Zach had closed his arms before the ball even got into his belly. But regardless, we didn't overreact at that point, right? We were cool and calm and collected, right? We were like, no, we got this. We're good. We're good. Well, I tell you what, I was sitting there thinking, man, they're not making it easy. My daughter McKenna was sitting next to me on the couch, and she goes, "Uh-oh, Dad, this isn't going to be good." And I said, "Baby, it's a long game." And boy, it was a fast game, but yes, there's a reason that they play a full 60 minutes. And I guess the question that I want to ask you is, after that, after a 34-24 victory on prime time in Monday night, the first Monday night football victory for the Buffalo Bills since Doug Flutie did it in 1999. Let me just ask you, who now hates primetime football games? There probably isn't a single one of you that's gonna jump up and be like, I hate them. I can't stand them still. No, it is something. It is something to go on the national stage under the lights with the entire world watching. Everybody's eyes are on you, and show up and show out and put the entire league and the nation on notice that your football team has arrived, not against a bad opponent. Yes, that football team is 5-6 and they've got a lot of injuries, but the 49ers are heralded as a decent football team that is a very good defense. Yes, they've got some problems on offense, but it can be argued that Nick Mullins is playing the quarterback position inside of the Kyle Shanahan offense better than Jimmy Garoppolo has been. That is a solid football team who, I'll be honest with you, I picked that as a loss in the beginning of this season. I picked the Bills to lose to the 49ers. But how do you feel about primetime games now? I hope you feel better, because we got at least three more of them coming up in a row. And potentially, depending on what happens at the end of the season, that Miami Dolphins game might get flexed into Sunday night as well. But what a football game it was. Man, I am just, you know what, this might be a short podcast, this might be a long podcast. I can't even begin to tell you. My notes are all over the place and kind of scattered. I'm super tired. It's really late. Content creators all around Bills Nation right now are getting everything ready for Tuesday, whether they are writers or columnists or they're podcasters or hobbyists or full-timers. Everybody is wide awake right now, or at least partially awake at, what is it, 12:30 in the morning currently that I'm recording this. I had to take a couple minutes. I apologize. I couldn't start recording at 11:20 when the game ended. I had to take a couple minutes to just kind of like allow the feeling to set in, allow the win vibe. Like, it's no, we won this football game. Like they're talking about us in highlight shows. You know, is this team for real, Terrell Davis? Is this team for real? And he's like, oh yeah, this team is for real. Like, yeah, this team's for real. Like, and hearing these guys talk and these pundits and their conversations begin to change, and they ask the fantasy guy, like, is Josh Allen here? Oh, Josh Allen's for real. Like, this kid's for real. Like, all of a sudden it's all beginning to come together. And it feels so good. And I had to, like I said, I had to take a couple minutes. And I had to take a couple minutes. I had a little bit of time to allow what I guess I'm going to call the Bills Mafia tweet bank. I can't come up with a better. I got some recommendations or some thoughts this week. But I think we're going to call it the Bills Mafia tweet bank. I don't know what else to call it besides that. If it sticks, it sticks. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We'll see what happens. But I had to give you guys time to respond to me, too, as far as how you felt. And we will get to that here in a minute. But I want to talk about the story of this football game. I want to talk about the story of this football game. The story of this football game was exactly like I talked about in my preview show yesterday, exactly like I talked about on the Built in Buffalo YouTube show on Saturday, exactly like I talked about on the Hump Day Hotline with Clay and myself. And the reason that I keep saying that I talked about it is because I am not right very often. That's just me being honest. I am not right very often. Yes, I know a decent amount about football, and I know the Buffalo Bills, and I know the NFL, and I know stuff. But I'm not a big, giant X's and O's guys. But I knew coming into this football game, the story of this game was going to be to stack and tackle on defense. Play solid defense, limit that 49ers rushing attack, and at the very same time, getting Josh Allen into a rhythm and keeping him there. And I said, abandon the run. I came into this week, you heard me say it ad nauseum. I don't care about being balanced. I don't care about the rush. For me, this offense is better when Josh Allen is running and gunning. When he is throwing the ball early and often, this offense and this team just looks better. Now, we got inside of that done period, play solid defense, stack and tackle, limit the rush, and make Mullins beat you, done, and getting Josh into a rhythm and allowing him to take command of this football game, done. We also got something very special. There's one minor detail that we have been talking about as content creators around Bills Nation for a very long time, and I started talking about it when John Fina talked to me about it on the Off Tackle show 4 weeks ago, and that is simply this. Josh Allen and this offense, Brian Daboll, needs to start working the underneath routes, including Cole Beasley, early, very early. And what did we see in this football game? That's exactly what we saw. We saw them start to work. Josh Allen began, he was taking what the defense was giving him, and that is not something we have necessarily seen a lot of from Josh Allen this year. But with seeing it, you saw it work to perfection. You saw it begin to bring the defenders forward, and it started opening up the intermediate and the deeper stuff for Josh to give him time. I only hope that this was not just a one-off, that this was not just a game plan situation, and somehow they go back to what it was they were doing before. Yes, we have found success, and we really find success in this offense. This offense really begins to hum when Josh Allen is looking for Beasley and some of these shorter underneath stuff, basically taking what the defense gives him because it opens up all the other stuff later. Josh Allen did that in this football game. Brian Daboll called a masterful football game. Brian Daboll called a masterful, man, how about Cole freaking Beasley? How about this kid? Like, what a football player. I'm going to get to the stats here in a minute. Man, I can't even begin to tell you. Like, this kid is just, he's clutch. He is a ball. I don't understand how players like that get away from franchises like the Dallas Cowboys and how they didn't use this guy better than they did. I don't understand how Cole Beasley becomes available for a team like the Buffalo Bills to attract and sign. The kid is money. Money, and he showed it. Everybody on this football team came through in this game. From Dawson Knox to Isaiah McKenzie had a touchdown. Gabe Davis had a touchdown. Obviously, Cole Beasley, and I don't know if you saw the stat, Cole Beasley now has 38 touchdown receptions, which is the most. McKenna, my daughter, laughed at this one. She made it a point to point at the TV. Cole Beasley now has the most NFL receiving touchdowns for a player under 5'8". Or a wide receiver, I think, under 5'8". So 5'8" or shorter, which is kind of a funny statistic. But this guy is constantly open. I don't know what was going on with that TD celebration. I have no idea. I don't want to know. It looked like they were rocking the baby, and then it was like they were pounding on his chest when they got him on the ground. I don't know what was going on there. They could keep that in-house for all I care. But I want to see more of it, right? Give me more of that. But the story of this game, it came through just like we predicted it. Just like almost every content creator predicted it should come through. The Bills did exactly what we felt they should do. They did it, and it worked, and it was fun. This was a fun football game. I said the defense was going to show up and show out. I believe they did. I said Mullins was going to have 3 turnovers. He had 2. He could have had 3. This game early was a game of mistakes that the Bills were kind of making. You can't make those mistakes. The Bills were able to overcome them. Like I said, we were getting nervous early, Maybe we weren't. We were telling ourselves we weren't going to get nervous, right? Right? Right, guys? But we probably were getting a little bit nervous early when the 49ers went up 7-0. But then the Bills came back, and once they got up 14-0, they never looked back. And that has been the story of the football of this season for this football team. They get a lead, and for all intents and purposes, they allow, you know, the teams to accordion, to yo-yo a little bit and kind of come back. This game they didn't, but they have done that in the season. But by and large, the Bills rarely lose a lead once they get it, and this time they did not either. They did not look back. I felt really good about this football game coming in. I felt really, really good about this football game. I can't tell you why. I wasn't nervous. I just felt super confident. And maybe it was just me taking my own advice in yesterday's show just about understanding who this team is, realizing that this team is a good team that can beat other good teams, and we should expect them to beat other good teams. And frankly, they did it. I thought what was cool is if I had a negative, right? And I'm not even going to talk about negatives. The only negative I have is we've got to do something about 39. 39, I only remember them throwing, they could have thrown it to him more, the person I'm about to talk about, but I only remember them throwing the ball to 27 one time to Trey White, and he picked it off. If I'm not mistaken, almost every single other pass was thrown to Levi Wallace, and almost every single other pass that was thrown was completed against Levi Wallace. They've got to do something to get this kid help. They've got to do something to get the, whether it's replace him altogether or stop putting him on an island or get him a little more tighter double coverage. I don't know the ins and outs and the inner workings of that defense or what they were trying to do, but every single time a ball was completed, if you looked at the closest defender, it was number 39, Levi Wallace. But man, there was so much to talk about in this football game. So much good to talk about in this. Josh Allen was money. I think he was 32 of 40. He threw the ball 40 times and was 80% completions. Think about that, Mafia. He threw the ball 40 times. And the conversations we were having last year after the Eagles game, after the Browns game, was about how we can never live in a world where Josh Allen is throwing the ball 40 times. We just can't ask him to do that. He's not that guy. Josh Allen threw the ball 40 times, completed 32, 80%. We live in a city where people on the radio talk about or had talked about Josh Allen previous to this season. That Josh Allen was never going to be a 60% guy. He's just never going to be that guy. He's never going to be a 60% completion guy. He threw the ball 40 times, 32 completions, 80%. Four touchdowns. He played nearly a perfect game. We'll get into his stats in a minute. There were some early injuries that were a little bit concerning. Feliciano went down. Obviously, Singletary went down. Obviously, Zach Moss went down. It appeared that everybody came back. The one big concern, not big concern, but the one thing that happened on that first drive, this game could have played out very different, starting with that first drive. Josh Allen played that fourth and goal in the very first drive absolutely correctly. He rolls out to his left. He points to Lee. He's telling Lee Smith, pay attention to your surroundings. Stop. Lee Smith is drifting right to his right. So he's running. He's running to if you're on the field facing him, he's running to the left. He's running to his own right. And the defender is running in front of him. All Lee Smith has to do is stop and hold. Stop and hold. And Allen points at him. And he's telling him, stop and hold. And he chucks the ball at Lee Smith, who continues running and then has to reach back awkwardly and misses the pass. We turn the ball over on downs. At the end of the day, Lee Smith is not exactly a pass-catching tight end. Why Josh decided to target him, I don't know, but that's who he targeted. The play was there to be made. It looked like Josh Allen threw a bad ball. He did not. He did not throw a bad ball. Lee Smith continued his route, and he should have stopped. I loved the aggression early. I loved the fourth and goals. I loved the aggression early. I loved the aggression late. Absolutely loved the aggression late. The Bills got up. They never let up. They kept calling passing plays. They didn't go to the normal, we're up by three possessions, 17 points, run, pass, punt. Run, pass, punt. Run, pass, punt. They kept their foot on the gas. They kept the 49ers off balance, and they just kept bringing it to them. And I'll be honest with you, there were times when I was like, man, just don't make a mistake. I was waiting for it because Josh kept passing. And as much as I sit in one corner and I'm like, you've got to let this kid be himself. Let him throw the ball. At the very same time, when you're up by three possessions and you're deep in your own zone, you know, and you're throwing the ball that much, it's like, oh, don't make a mistake. Oh, please, God, don't make a mistake. Oh, please don't make a mistake. But he didn't. This kid was money and his money. You know, it got me. I don't know if I tweeted it. I sent it to somebody. I think I sent it to my dad. I said, imagine a dream world where the Buffalo Bills make the Super Bowl and the NFC team that they're playing plays man against Josh Allen. Like, what a dream that, like, all, and then I just finished it with, like, parades and crap. Like, I don't understand what teams think. Robert Saleh came into this football game believing that the Bills were basically playing a wildcat. Josh Allen was a big Cam Newton kind of like guy that could run around back there and could complete some passes. And oh, and by the way, he's no longer looking to run. He does run around looking to pass. But basically, it's just a wildcat. And oh, by the way, he can throw off his back foot like Pat Mahomes. I think Robert Saleh got a wake-up call, a big-time wake-up. Robert Saleh, through that entire game, I tweeted it at one point, took a picture of his face, of his mug up on the television, and tweeted it out and just said, Robert Saleh, and then put in quotation marks, this is the best Wildcat offense I've ever seen. End quote. Because the Bills don't run a Wildcat, Rob. Sorry, bro. Dude, I respect you. I think you are going to be a phenomenal head coach. You are an amazing defensive coordinator. But the Buffalo Bills, man, watch some tape, bro. Watch some tape. This is probably that moment. This is probably the moment where teams begin to wake up and realize that what we thought about the Buffalo Bills and what we've been told about the Buffalo Bills might not actually be the Buffalo Bills. So maybe we're going to have to go back and start doing some research, doing some film study, and actually not watch the last game or two, right? What happened to Pete Carroll? Pete Carroll watched the last two games, came into the stadium, came into Western New York, and was like, well, I'm going to stop the run because all these guys do is run. And then Josh Allen went nuts on him and threw the ball over the field. You think at some point in time, these guys are going to learn. This might be it. This might be that pivotal inflection point where people begin to wake up and begin to understand that, like, this team is not maybe who they thought they were, who they've been told that they were. But make no mistake, America is effectively on notice in prime time for the second time in 2 years. America, the NFL, is effectively on. The Buffalo Bills are here, and the Buffalo Bills are for real. And it's a great thing to see. You're talking about a football team that already has a no-punt game this season. Yes, they didn't score a touchdown. They didn't put a touchdown on the board, but against the Jets, they had a no-punt game. And this was almost another one. The Buffalo Bills in this football game did not punt until 3:44 in the fourth quarter. That was the only time that they punted. 3:44 in the fourth quarter. And my guy, Corey Bohorquez. By the way, I am 2-0 in the Bohorquez jersey. Officially 2-0. And we're going to keep that Boho Mojo going. Let's keep the hashtag Boho Mojo going. I'm going to wear this Bohorquez jersey until the Bills lose. Bohorquez calmly, the one punt that he gets, walks out on the field and rockets a 68-yard punt and flips the field for the Buffalo Bills. Make no mistake, Bills Mafia, your team is here, and they're here to stay. The amount of people that were tweeting at me and DMing me after this football game saying, I think you're right, Joe. I think the Bills could run the table. Like, hello? I wasn't just making stuff up on my show. I believe it, too. It's time we all believe it. This team has the ability to run the table. The Steelers lost in the game before the Bills game. They're no longer undefeated, and that Steelers team is a shell of itself. Yes, they have dangerous potential. They've got dangerous weapons. And we're going to talk about that this week on the Hump Day Hotline, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock on YouTube live. You can be a part of that conversation. Join me. But I think the Buffalo Bills win that football game as well. In prime time, obviously Sunday night in Buffalo. So, which will be a very, very fun game that I wish we could all go to. But unfortunately, we still can't. So let's do this. That is basically the makeup, the notes, whatever that I have for this football game. It was just awesome. Like, I could probably do the whole, oh, remember this? Oh, and remember this? And, like, you know, the whole Chris Farley, you remember when this happened? That was awesome. You remember when this happened? That was awesome. Like, I could probably do that for about another hour and a half, but I'm going to save you. The best thing you could do is rewatch the game. I record every game, and I rewatch most of them. The ones that are stinkers, like the Titans game, I don't rewatch, but this was just a fun game to be a part of. You know, I don't remember who put it out there. Somebody said, hey, tweet out the GIF for your how you feel about this football game, and basically I tweeted the scene from Gladiator where Maximus is like, you know, are you not entertained? And I said, this is going to be Josh Allen. And that's how I feel it went. I just feel full. I feel satisfied. I'm elated. I'm excited for the rest of the season. I'm excited to just to see where destiny takes us, as it seems like the Buffalo Bills understand. They're a grown-up, mature team that knows what's in front of them and what's behind them, right behind them. And it looks like they're here to take care of business. Let's do this. Let's talk about some stats real quick, and then we're going to get into the Bills Mafia tweet bank. So as you are already aware, this football game ended 34-24. The Buffalo Bills beat the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers got out first, 7-0, and the Bills put up 17 points in the second quarter and never looked back. It was 10-10 in the third quarter and 7-7 in the fourth. But the damage had already been done. Josh Allen in this football game, I already told you, 32 completions on 40 attempts, 375 yards, 4 touchdowns. Crazy, if you ask me. Devin Singletary was 18 for 61 yards, averaged 3.4. Here's the thing. They did what we talked about. So the Bills, literally, they had 32 pass attempts. They had, what does this look like, 32-27. So they were pretty balanced in this football game, but they ran when they needed to. They ran at times when it was not a surprise, but it was the Niners were off balance and expecting something different. They ran when it was second and short, second and two, second and one. They ran when it was appropriate. They didn't need to force the run. They didn't need to like force things that didn't exist. They just played football. They got Josh in a rhythm. They threw a lot of short passes, which are basically run plays. They did what they needed to do. The run game, there's a lot of people that have not been super happy with the run game because we haven't been rushing for 100 yards. I'm telling you, you don't have to rush for 100 yards every football game in 2020 when you've got a quarterback like Josh Allen. This game is proof. You have not seen a more complete game from this offense than you saw. And what I mean is four quarters than you saw in this football game. This was the most complete game, and Josh Allen threw it 40 times. I said 32. 40 times. He threw it 40 times, and they rushed the ball 27. And I know that sounds like it's off balance. It is off balance, but I don't think it has to be 50-50. I don't think it has to be 55-45. Literally, this type of game plan can work. We've seen it work in the NFL, and Josh Allen is capable of doing it. So soapbox over. Devin Singletary, 18 carries, 61 yards, 3.4. Josh Allen carried 6 times for 11 yards. It didn't seem like he ran the ball that many times. Obviously, a lot of those rushes were the 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 sneaks and stuff like that, which this was the first game I think that Josh Allen didn't get a quarterback sneak. He didn't get a 4th-and-1. Zach Moss was 3 for 9 with that awful fumble that right now they're blaming on Josh Allen. Cole Beasley was 9 receptions for 130 yards. He had a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, 10 receptions for 92 yards. Gabriel Davis, 3 receptions, 68 yards. Isaiah McKenzie, 2 receptions, 31 yards. The one was a touchdown. The other was a pop pass. Dawson Knox had 4 receptions for 27 yards. Devin Singletary, 3 receptions for 22 yards. Zach Moss, 1 for 5. And then Lee Smith, 0 for 0. But he could have had a touchdown if he had just stopped his route. Your defender is drifting away from you. Stop running. Be aware of your surroundings, for goodness sakes. Oh, anyways, the 49ers stats in this football game. Nick Mullins was 26 of 39 for 316 yards, 3 TDs, 2 interceptions. Here's the thing. The majority of his stats came on 2 drives where they basically went on the field in a hurry twice for 100 yards. So don't be fooled by that stat line. Nick Mullins, they told Nick Mullins, you know what? If you're going to beat us, Nick is the guy that's going to beat us. And Nick couldn't. Nick is that guy that can rack up stats, have a decent stat line, but he's not going to hurt you. It's very much what we talked about in the Fanatics tailgate today. Myself, Clay, and Zbot, Zach. Rushing, Jeffrey Wilson, 7 for 47 yards, a 6.7 yard average. He had a couple big runs. Raheem Mostert, this was the big surprise. This is the guy we were all worried about. 9 carries, 42 yards for 4.7 yard average. Juszczyk, 2 for 5. One was the touchdown that he scored. Deebo Samuel was 1 for 3. Tevin Coleman, wow, I did not even realize Tevin Coleman was on this team. I did not realize Tevin Coleman even touched the ball twice. He had 2 carries for minus 11 yards. That's probably why I didn't realize it, because he apparently isn't very good anymore. Brandon Ayuk receiving, 5 receptions for 95 yards. Deebo Samuel, 6 for 73 yards. Kendrick Bourne, 4 for 35. He had a great catch on a third down conversion. Charlie Warner, 2 for 33. Jordan Reed, 3 for 32, also had a big touchdown. Ross Dwelly, 2 for 29. We're literally in like names you've never heard of. Jeffrey Wilson, 2 for 12. And then Kyle Juszczyk again, 1 for 6. And Raheem Mostert had 1 for 1 yard. So those were the major, major stats from this football game. One more very quick thing that I want to look at. QBR, Josh Allen, or QBR in rating. Josh Allen, early QBR in this football game before everything kind of works itself through the computer systems, was a 75.2. He had a rating of 139.1. Nick Mullins, QBR in this game, was a 70.4. He had a rating of 95.7. Think about that for a second. Think about the game. Think about the game that Josh Allen played versus the game that Nick Mullins played. Think about the throws. Yes, Nick Mullins was not bad in this football game. He was not bad. He threw 2 interceptions. Josh Allen threw 0. Nick Mullins threw 3 touchdowns. Josh Allen threw 4. Mullins had 316 yards. Josh Allen had 375 yards. But what's funny about these ratings, and this is where I always tell people that, like, statistics matter until they don't. Some of these ratings are suspect. Josh Allen, the throws that he made hurt the 49ers far more than the throws that Nick Mullins made against the Buffalo Bills. QBR, Josh Allen, 75.2, rating of 139.1. Nick Mullins, QBR, 70.4, 5 points apart, and a rating of 95.7. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy, more of a discrepancy, if you will, there. All right, we are going to take a very quick break, and then when I come back, we're going to get to the Bills Mafia Tweet Bank, brought to you by Ambit Design. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is real estate broker John Spaschak with Keller Williams, better known as the Market Dominator. You know, today's real estate market is as hot as it has ever been. So if you are looking to sell your home, chances are it will sell fast. But the real question is, will you be able to sell it for the right price? Folks, I have just developed some very unique marketing strategies with the effective use of AI, artificial intelligence, that help bring the highest paying buyers to the table so that you don't leave any cash behind. You can reach me at 716-570-3298. And if you are on the buying side, you will likely find yourself in multiple offer situations. You will need unique strategies in order to win in this highly competitive market. I have developed some strategies that are out of the box. I can't share them all with you on this ad, but if you call me at 716-570-3298 or shoot me an email at yourelitebroker@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter at yourelitebroker, I can give you everything you need to win in this market, just as our Buffalo Bills are going to do it. Go Bills!
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator, who you just heard from, my guy, John Spaschak. Give him a call. Tell him the voice sent you. You're listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast. And right now we're going to jump into the Bills Mafia Tweet Bank, brought to you by Ambit Design. Your logo and brand is supposed to represent who your business is and help you stand out against your competitors. Does your branding do that? If not, reach out to Ambit Design and they'll help you build a brand that actually works. Matt Govenda from Bills Mafia is ready to help you get this right. Go to ambitdesign.com and just say hi. Go Bills. That's right. Matt, my guy Matt, is Bills Mafia. Go right now to ambitdesign.com. reach out to Matt, get a hold of him, let him know the voice sent you. But let's do this thing. Let's see how the Mafia is feeling after this 34-24 victory over the San Francisco 49ers. First tweet comes from Pamela at Pamadonna. Big time fan, long time fan, one of the first fans and actual believers in the Overreaction Bills podcast, who I appreciate more than any of you guys will ever know. But Pam says, boom, this is the team we are. No third quarter lull, just consistent the whole game. Allen rocked it. They finally all came together and won in the way we should. Plus, the halftime Christmas Carol show was amazing. Go look. Sorry, I drink during the primetime games. Laugh out loud. That's awesome. Thanks for being part of the show, Pam. Apex at Apex 006. Feels fantastic. Happy 40th to me. However, Levi Wallace is a liability. First of all, Apex, happy birthday. Happy 40th birthday. And yes, you are absolutely correct. Levi Wallace is a liability. C-Dub at Chris Wells 73. Go Bills. Great win tonight. And despite the play of Wallace, happy to see this defense playing better. Pulling it all together for a deep playoff run. Yes, sir, we are. Jaden Boring, thanks for being part of the show. At Boring Jaden. Gotta love the aggressiveness of the offense. Every attempt on fourth, I had full faith that Josh was going to convert. Go Bills. I think he did, other than one. And there was a huge one late in the game. And they allowed him to drop back and throw the ball. I think it was third and four, or fourth and four, or fourth and two. I can't remember exactly. I didn't put it down in my notes. But no, the trust that this offense, Brian Daboll and McDermott, have in Josh Allen is apexing, is peaking at perfectly the right time. It's absolutely amazing and awesome to see. Next, Dave Thorpe, huge fan of the show, huge friend of the show, at Saxa Dave from across the pond. That's the offensive performance we all wanted. Team is starting to come together at the right time. Primetime Bills are pretty friggin' awesome. I agree, dude. That Moss fumble was a blessing in disguise. Let Josh loose after that, and there was no looking back. Great performance. And that is what it came down to for me. They allowed Josh to be Josh, and they talk about it all the time. We don't want to change this kid. We don't want to we want Josh to be Josh. Well, if that's the case, let him throw the ball. Let him play football. Don't make him play football the way that you want him to. Diego, at Bills Fan in Spain. Can I just for 1 second stop and tell you guys how much I love that Bills, like the listeners of the Overreaction Bills podcast are not just Bills Mafia from Hamburg and Orchard Park and like Kenmore or from just New York. Literally, Bills Mafia from around the world listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast. Diego, welcome into the show from Spain. Approaching 6 a.m. in Madrid. Just going to bed. The energy will have to come from the W and not from sleeping. He gives me the strong arm emoji. Great offense. Just enough run and super clever mid-range passes to keep our defense out and resting for San Francisco's run game. Two great interceptions, but still worried about the defense. I'm not as worried about the defense, bro. I'm not as worried about the defense. I think that this defense has come into life exactly when they need to. But Diego, thank you for being a part of the show. Brian Cook, or it could be Coke, at bcook23, C-O-O-K-E, I think it's Coke. Loving every minute of it. Loving that my six-year-old was, quote-unquote, using the bathroom to stay up and listen with me. That's the best. My daughter is a huge, I talk about McKenna all the time. You actually heard her voice at the beginning of this show, so it's her voice that comes on and says, you're listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast. She does my intro for me. And her love and just excitement and just everything, she just oozes Bills Mafia and Josh Allen and everything that we all ooze together. And I just absolutely love watching football with her. She's in two fantasy leagues. So, bro, Brian, just embrace that, nurture it, and just like love every. You cannot DVR your kids. You can't. Once they grow up, they're gone. You can't get him back. So cherish every single minute of this. And it was great because Coach McDermott actually made a shout out to the young ones too. They were up late, staying up late watching the football game. So I love that, Brian. I love that. Bills Backers of Kansas City podcast. Best win since? Question mark. We've had some good wins this season. We've had some good seasons last, or good wins last season. That's the thing about this football team. We're 9-3. We were 10-6 last year. Josh Allen had a couple decent wins in his rookie season. This is not a situation where this team is not winning football games or like they're not putting up good wins. There's some good wins. This one had the energy and the feel of the Thanksgiving Day game against the Cowboys, though. I know that's where you were going with it, but that's great. This next one is from John Spascheck. Yes, the Market Dominator sent in a tweet, an overreaction tweet. You can find him at Your Elite Broker, as I told you, and I've told you 100 times. John Spascheck, the Market Dominator, is Bills Mafia. He says, talk about a stiff arm. The Bills just manhandled the 49ers. It was clear they did not expect to get hit like that. And watching Josh Allen throw 40-yard line drives on a rope... It's incredible. Go Bills. The dude's got an arm. The dude, like, he has a special talent. He's got a special arm, and it's fantastic to watch. And I'm just glad the kid is on my football team, right? Richard Rush, my guy, Richard Rush. Great friend of the show, friend of mine. Brother from another mother. At Richard R. Rush, too. I'm beyond ecstatic. Bills left no doubt. Solid whole team win. And that's what it was. Four quarters, every phase of the game. Every phase, it was just incredible. Allen was on fire, and Beasley and Diggs couldn't be covered. The D balled out. Let's keep it rolling next Sunday night. Hashtag go Bills. Nate Reichert, at Nate underscore Reichert. All I can say is LFG. You know what it means. I'm not going to say the words. Let's effing go. I'm not going to use the other word. Jose Whosoever, my guy at, Jose Whosoever at Jose underscore Whosoever. He says, we sure look good under the big lights. Love this team. Hoping we are finally over the third quarter funk. This team showed up. They showed up to win, and it's true, man. It's such a good feeling to win on primetime when the world is watching, because we all watch primetime football and we all have takeaways. We all come out of these primetime football games and we're like, man, that football team, whoever won, was really good. Well, guess what? Tomorrow morning, everybody's going to be talking about how good the Buffalo Bills are, and that's what it's about. Connor Dickinson at Connor underscore Dickinson. Josh Allen dissected the 49ers defense like a skilled surgeon tonight. The defense continued its path towards reassembling last year's unit, feeling confident going into that Steelers game. When this team is healthy, it's hard to see many teams stopping us. Hashtag go Bills. Hashtag JA17 for MVP. Did Josh Allen do enough? Is he starting to build that resume again to get back into the MVP conversation? Do you think it's happening? I do. I think that Josh has a great opportunity. Now, clearly, Rodgers and Mahomes are going to have to fall off a little bit. But if Allen can run the table in the four games that we have left, that's right, we're three quarters away through the season, four games left. If he can run the table and in prime time do the things that we saw him do in this football game, Josh Allen has a shot of being the NFL MVP, which will completely excite Pierre Kingpin because he's been calling it since the beginning of the season, which is awesome. ChefBake14 at ChefBake14. Screw the run. Let Josh do what he does. Let Josh cook. I hate the let Russ cook thing, but it works. Let the dude cook, right? Chris Frampton, C_F@C_F. In the preview, you said the words run the table. And I gotta say, I'm totally on board. Let's go, baby. Everyone is gelling. I'm too excited to explain coherently and use my whole tweet limit. I'm just ready to torch the Steelers. Hashtag primetime Allen. Hashtag go Bills. By the way, I haven't seen any hashtag air raid Allens yet, because that's absolutely what he was. Hip Foxy at Hip_Foxy says Super Bowl, period. Nothing else. I got another one just like it. Judy Thomas at Land of Lincoln 39. Super Bowl. It's starting to happen. Matt Gavenda, my guy from Amba Design. The guy that you should contact if you've got website issues, or if you've got a website and you're sick and tired of taking care of it, like I am. I can't, like, upkeep of a website is a pain in the butt. So give Matt Gavenda at Amba Design a call. But Matt says, as long as the Bills stay healthy enough, the D stays consistent, and Dable lets our king throw the ball or just ball out, the Bills are at least winning two playoff games. Hashtag book it. Hashtag Bills Mafia. Liam at Liam the Lost, big fan of the show. He gave me the gift of John Legend saying so hi. You guys and your gifts, it's so funny. Upstate Will at Will Faze, hashtag primetime Allen, lit a nuke, and he did indeed. Mitch Willoughby at MikeStro20, the Bills are rolling like Limp Bizkit, and he's got the gif on there, rolling, rolling, rolling. Right? Didn't know I was a vocalist, did you? Dude, I was a rock singer for a long time. I know you guys don't know that about me. It's like, no, you're an old man. I am an old man. I got kids, but I was a rock singer for a long time. Bills fan 1991 at Bills fan 1991 DMP. My only complaints, the fumble earlier. Levi Wallace being up and down. Other than that, we good. And you nailed it on the head. It's fun to come away from a football game where that's legit. Like the minuscule complaints or things that we have to talk about in a negative light. And that's all it is, and it's great. 24/7 Bills 9-3 at All Day Buffalo. This is one of our most convincing wins of the season, and Josh played like an MVP. It was a must-win game, in my opinion, and the squad stepped up. The entire receiving corps played great, and the run game was a perfect balance. Go Bills. That's it. Why can't this be the balance that we go for? Why does it have to be 50-50? Why does it have to be run on first down, run on second down, throw on third? I'm going to go to my grave saying it. Josh Allen can ball. Let him ball. Let what you saw tonight be the balance of the run. It can be what it has to be. And if they stop you, then do something different. Viva Los Bills at Viva Los Bills says, if our D starts playing like last year, watch out, league. And also, if that dumb Hail Mary doesn't happen, we would be 10-2 and in the hunt for the home field playoff or home field in the playoffs, as well as the first round bye. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely 1,000% correct. And I wish beyond all wishing that it had happened, that Hail Mary, I should say, had never happened, which all of you do as well. So I got one more for you. It's in my DMs. I just got to find it. So give me a moment. It's another one from Liam. So Liam's always wordy, which is awesome. Hot take for your show. This is premature. So he sent this to me before the game ended. If we win, read this. Laugh out loud. It's 34-17 currently, so it's looking real nice. I look forward to your episode tomorrow while working. Thanks for all the work. He says, well, Josh Allen is having a GD day, a goddamn day. The offense looks surprisingly good today, even with John Brown not playing. I shouldn't say surprisingly because we know they could be, we knew they could be this good, and they are clicking on primetime television. I like the play calling on both sides, but Levi needs to be replaced this offseason, please. I'm in agreement. The replacement might be on this roster now. With the Steelers losing, it's funny, I got this too, the WTFs, it's actually the WFTs, but I got WTF. People are so used to typing WTF in their tweets and in their text messages that when the Washington football team, WFT, they inadvertently type WTF. It's funny. And looking good today. We have a really good shot next week. I like our chances. And guess what, Mr. Joe? I like our chances to win out. Where would you rather be than right here, right now? Let's go, Bills. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all that I've got for you. You have been listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast. My name is Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. This week, what do I got coming up this week? This week, you've got me on the Hump Day Hotline Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, on the Buffalo Fanatics Multicast Network. Also, every quarter, at the end of every quarter, we do the off-tackle show with John Fina. That is going to be recorded Thursday night and will air on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network on Friday morning. If you are not currently subscribed to my own Overreaction Bills RSS feed, you need to. You heard it at the top of the show probably. You need to subscribe to my RSS feed, because if you don't, you're missing out on exclusive content from me, including my preview show. You're also missing out on the repost of the Hump Day Hotline. So you're missing content and bonus pods from The Voice. You're missing them. So you've got to subscribe to the Overreaction Bills pod. Well, how do I do that, Joe? Well, you go to your podcast platform. Instead of going to Buffalo Fanatics, you type in the search Overreaction Bills. I'm still on the Buffalo Fanatics platform. I just have my own RSS feed. But you type in Overreaction Bills, I'll pop up. You hit subscribe, you get all my stuff. That's how it works. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I've got for you. I want you to do me one favor. I want you, if you are in the market to buy or sell a home, I want you to call my guy, John Spaschek. He is a real estate broker with Keller Williams, and you can reach him at 716-570-3298, 716-570-3298. You can also email him at yourelitebroker@gmail.com. John is Bill's Mafia. John is the best real estate broker in Western New York. I've used him. I know about 100 people that have gone to him and have done business with him. He will not let you down. Call him. 716-570-3298. Tell them The Voice sent you. You will not be upset, dissatisfied, or anything else. I promise you, I would stake my house on it. See what I did there? Trust me on this one. Call John. The Buffalo Bills are 9-3. 9-3 in control of their own destiny. I did not mean to rhyme there, but that's what it is. We got the Steelers coming to town for another primetime football game on Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football. The Steelers are coming to Buffalo. And the world is going to be watching again. And I can't wait to see Josh Allen take this team on his back and do exactly what he did in this football game. And we're going to finish at 10-3 after this Sunday's game. Ladies and gentlemen, you're awesome. I love you. Thank you for being a part of the show. As always, go Bills.
my Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.